Welcome to the LU Moment. Thank you for listening. I'm Shelley Vitanza, the Director of Public Affairs at Lamar University. Each week, we showcase the great events, activities, programs, projects, and people at Lamar University. Well, happy Thanksgiving and happy holidays from Lamar University. The campus will be closed this Thursday and Friday in observance of Thanksgiving, and we will reopen to finish the semester and have our finals. Of course, that's every college student's favorite time of the year. But it's short-lived. We're going to close again December 8th, and students will be finished with the semester for the Christmas holidays. And the spring semester will begin again January 19th. And the last day to register for classes, if you're interested in starting courses here at Lamar University, the last day to register for classes for the spring semester is January 21st. And you know what? It's going to be a really busy spring because we're going to have basketball and football. Since we were not able to have our football season in the fall, we are going to have conference play in the spring. So the first home basketball game, let me just let you know, so you can kind of plan. I'm sure, you know, we'll be social distanced and all that, but we're going to be in the Montaigne for the first home basketball game December 15th. The men are going to take on Southern Mississippi. The first conference game at home is not until January 9th against Houston Baptist. The women's hoops will play in the Montaigne on December 5th, so they're a little bit sooner, and again on December 16th, their first home conference game is in later December as well. And of course, you can go to lamarcardinals.com and get all of the schedules for basketball as well as football. It's happening beginning February 20th. How about that? February football. I like it. The weather could be great. Maybe we won't be so hot. You never know. February could be hot, too. You just never know. But it could be nice weather. The first game will be a conference game against Northwestern State in Provo Temple Stadium. And we're going to have six games between February 20th and April 30th. I'm just giving you something to look forward to. Don't we need something to look forward to? We're going to have a little football, a little conference play here at Lamar University. And speaking of play and games, that's really what we're going to talk about today. At Lamar University, we game for fun, for competition, and now for a degree. We have an esports organization as well as a degree in gaming. And I have the biggest gamers on the campus right here in studio to talk to us about this. Dr. Timothy Roden is you're the sponsor of esports, and you're also one of the ones responsible for getting a gaming degree here on the campus. Is that right?
That's right. Matter of fact, you know, if you look around Texas, and Texas, by the way, is one of the biggest states in the United States for game development companies. When you look at the number of game development companies, obviously, you know, for a long time, California has been the biggest in terms of the number of companies. And for a while, Texas was third behind Washington, but now Texas is second because we've seen the increasingly industry moving to Texas, especially the Austin area, Houston, and the Dallas-Fort Worth area. But right now, if you wanted to stay in Texas and work in the game development industry, this is a great time to be looking for a job. And anyway, in Texas, if you look at all of the public universities and what they offer in terms of degrees in games or game development, you'll find a variety of things. And some of these degrees are more focused on the design aspect or the production or something like that. But what we have at Lamar is a degree specifically for people who want to become programmers, game programmers. And so we have a BS, Bachelor of Science in Computer Game Development degree at Lamar. And this degree is specifically for people who want to start a career in the game development industry as programmers. And it's the only four-year degree in Texas like that. So again, when you're looking at other universities, you may see something that says game here or there, but those are not programming intensive degrees. We're the only one that has it, and it's growing big, and we're really excited about where it's going.
It's in the computer science department. Is that where this degree is?
Yes.
Okay, College of Arts and Sciences.
Yeah, in fact, you know, going along with that, we have a couple of laboratories. We have a dedicated game development laboratory where students go and work on games and develop games. and complete with, you know, the latest Alienware computers. We're really happy about that. We also have, as of about a year ago, an esports lab.
Yeah.
And so our esports lab is attracting students from all different disciplines who maybe they not only want to work on games, but they just want to come and play games and be competitive. And so this is really becoming a big draw for us.
Okay, I want to back up a little bit. You talk about the degree here at Lamar, the programming degree. What are some of the other degrees that you can get to go into computer gaming, and why is that so distinctive or important?
Well, we have a regular Bachelor of Science in Computer Science degree, and as a part of that degree, students can take four different computer science electives. And so if they want, they can take some of our game development courses that we have in computer science. But and that's certainly fine, and that appeals to a lot of students who maybe they're not sure after they graduate whether they want to go into game development or maybe some other type of programming, and they kind of want to leave their options open. So I think that's a good fit for those people. But there's a certain core group of students that we see that their whole life is dedicated to creating computer games.
Right.
And so for them, this dedicated degree is what they were looking for. It's why we created it about a year ago here at Lamar.
That's really exciting. Brand new and going gangbusters. I understand the eSports group is one of the largest student organizations on campus. Jason Chambliss is with us, who is president of eSports. Jason, welcome. So glad you could join us.
Thanks for having me.
I know the semester's winding down, and you're starting to really get busy studying for finals and things like that, so appreciate you being here. So kind of tell us your path into the gaming and esports and, you know, why you chose that direction.
Well, I've always had a passion for playing video games. I've played games since I was really little, so it was an obvious choice. As soon as I heard that Lamar had esports about a year and a half ago, I joined right away, and I've been a president of the organization all semester, and it was a great transition from playing casually to playing competitively, and it's been a great experience so far.
I was really surprised when I started seeing some of the esports competitions that you guys were doing and the amount of money that the students were winning. I thought, well, you know what? I've kind of told my son not to get into, you know, my children, don't play those videos, don't do that. And then I saw that. So talk to me kind of about the competitions and how those work and just, you know, the level of competition.
Well, like any other sport, it takes lots of practice. There are people who play on these teams that practice for hours every day. And it might sound like you're just playing video games, but it is serious practice, and they are playing for money, and they're very serious about it. It takes a lot of discipline to train for these games.
And so how do you enter these competitions with other schools? How does that work? Talk to me practically about that.
Well, pre-COVID, there were some situations where we might have gatherings at certain schools. Our Super Smash Brothers team, they would travel about 6 hours away to compete at a different school. But our other teams actually compete online, in online tournaments. So colleges across the country will get together and compete online. And that's unique to esports, that we can compete online. Other sports
right.
can't do that.
Right.
It's really allowed us to transition into COVID well.
Yeah, have you had any interruption as a result of the pandemic in your competition?
There have been a few things here and there. Like many organizations, we had a lot of plans to do, but we've been able to pivot very well into COVID, and we've handled it well. We've still had plenty of tournaments. We've been pretty active.
Is Smash Bros. One of the main games that you compete in? What are some of those?
It is one of the main games. We also have an Overwatch team. We have a Rainbow Six Siege team, Rocket League, League of Legends, several other games.
Now, there's 300 students involved in this organization. Does everybody compete?
Not everyone. We have about 40 to 50 active competitors in our tournaments, but there's about 300 people that show interest and regularly play games with us, even if they don't do it competitively.
Now, what is your classification? Junior, senior?
Yeah, I am a senior.
You're a senior. And when do you plan to graduate?
Fall 2021.
And you're getting a gaming degree?
I'm double majoring. I'm getting a bachelor's in computer science and a bachelor's in game development.
Well, that's right, because the game development degree didn't come online until a year ago. You were well into your computer science degree.
I was, that's right.
And so you just tagged on a little bit more schooling?
I did. I was happy to see that it exists because, like I said, I've always loved games, and it's a dream job of mine to be able to make games.
Right.
Great transition.
Yeah, definitely. So let's talk about the job market out there. Even during, I would think that, Dr. Roden, that market wouldn't be impacted by the pandemic because people are still able to play games. So this seems like a pretty secure career path.
Yeah, you know, I even think that going forward, we're going to see more jobs in computer game development as people transition to more, you know, in-home entertainment activities instead of going out to the movies or something like that. And the other thing, you know, we have just about a week ago, we have a new generation of consoles, game consoles that have been introduced. For example, the PlayStation 5, already completely sold out everywhere. You know, it's impossible to find one. But
good, because I'm not getting one for my kids.
But, you know, the demand for the games, once a person gets one of these new consoles, people want software. They mm-hmm. want games. They don't want just one game. They want several. So I really see that, you know, these events that have happened in the last year have just supercharged to the game industry. And we see so much more activity. I'm reading about so much activity. I mean, it's interesting, even the board game industry is becoming sort of revolutionized. So I see a merging of board games and computer games where you'll have a game that has some physical components that you could sit on your table and then some digital components that you would run on your game console or on your computer. Mm. I mean, to me, this is an incredibly exciting time. We're witnessing really the golden age of board gaming, because it's becoming digitized, it's becoming immersed in digital technologies, and there's going to be this merging. And so, you know, in the future, you won't really be able to tell the difference in a lot of cases between something that's a board game or a computer game, because it maybe has a little bit of both.
Well, I'm thinking about my kid's Battleship. You know, Battleship used to just be a board game, and now it's computerized, and, you know, the game says, "Sunk my battleship." So those are the kinds of things, I guess, that our Lamar students can program.
Right, exactly. You know, I'm even researching right now how we can introduce a new course. So a new course that would teach students how to design games that have both physical components and electronic components, because I definitely see that this is something that is in the future.
Very good. Talk to us about, someone's interested in finding out more about the gaming degree. What's the first step? What can they do to kind of plug in and get to know?
The first step would be to come to our website. So just go to www.lamar.edu. And at the top of the screen, just click on Academics. And then you can click on Departments. And then you'll find Computer Science. And on the computer science website, you can browse and you can find some of the different faculty and the labs. And so I would say poke around there, and you will definitely find some information about our game development degree. And then the next step would be, if you want to learn more, just click on the faculty section and find me, Dr. Roden, and send me an email and send me your questions, send me what you want to know about, and I will probably send you back some a PDF file with some information and be happy to talk to you on the phone. I'm just super excited to meet students that are super excited about computer games, because that's really what got me into computer science. I mean, years ago, I know computers can be used for a lot of things, but it's the computer games that really got me into it. So,
perfect. That's great. And what about esports? How can students at Lamar get involved in esports?
Well, you can contact Dr. Roden, and he'll probably turn them towards me, but you could also contact me. And,
okay.
Can I get this?
You can get an email.
All right. You can contact me at jchambliss2@lamar.edu, and I'll fill you in on everything you need to know about esports.
jchambliss2@lamar.edu. Very good. Very interesting. Lots of gaming going on here at Lamar University. Appreciate both of you filling us in on that. And the fact that we've got a new degree here at Lamar that is really helping students enter the job market in the gaming industry. So, again, happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for listening to the LU Moment. I'm Shelley Vitanza, the Director of Public Affairs at Lamar University, the pride of Southeast Texas.